Had a bunch of great things to be projected up there. You don't need those on. But once again, technology failed me, so we're going to work with it. So you guys get a snowstorm, and hopefully we don't get too much snow over the next couple days. So what we wanted to talk about tonight, because the team was so efficient, I have 55 minutes to talk about what I want to talk about. Isn't that great? So our Christmas Eve service, Worship Him, is what I entitled it today. So what is the one gift that Jesus wants from us? That only you and I and each and every one of us in this room can give. And that gift He wants is for us to worship Him with all that we have. So the scripture tonight is Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. And it says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious laws and asked, where is the Messiah supposed to be born? In Bethlehem, in Judea, they said. For this is what the prophet wrote, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah. For a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel. Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search carefully for this child. And when you find him, come back to me so that I can go and worship him too. After this interview, the wise men went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child and his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. So we read in that scripture time and time again that there was worship involved, and that they came to worship him. And the word worship here comes from the term, now you all know I cannot pronounce other languages very well, but we're going to try it again. It's proskuneo, and it means to bow down or to kneel, to fall flat on your face, to give reverence, to adore, to worship with every part of you. And that's what these people came to do. They came to worship Jesus with every piece of them, with every bit of their being. They came and they bowed down and they worshiped Jesus. So these people came to worship him in proskuneo. And here is the thing that we need to understand. What do we do when we know that someone has a baby? What do? We go and visit that baby in the hospital usually, right? Or we go to their house after the baby's born. I know this. We've had 5 kids. So we always expect a visit. We're not having more. Don't worry. I don't expect any visits from you guys. And oftentimes, you get a gift. You bring a gift. And that was probably the best part. It wasn't a gift usually for me, but it was for mom or baby. But you bring a small gift. But you don't bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You don't come and you don't worship that baby. Oh, where's that baby? I want to see that baby. Oh, and you don't bow down in adoration of that baby, do you? But you go and see the baby. So why do this for Jesus? Why? So there's 3 reasons to worship Jesus. And 3 reasons in particular that I would encourage you to worship Jesus this Christmas. And the first thing is to worship Jesus for who he is. Matthew 1, 21 and 23 says, Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And we talked a bit about this yesterday, that God is with us. He was with us, he is with us, and he's always going to be with us for those who know him. The second reason why we should worship Jesus is we should worship Jesus for what he has done. We worship Jesus for what he has done. So 2 Timothy 1, 9 and 10 says, he has saved us and called us to a holy life. Not just an ordinary life, but a holy life. Not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it now has been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life. Guys, that's a pretty important reason, a pretty big reason to celebrate Jesus, to worship Jesus, because he brought us life. Not just a mundane, boring life, not just a, oh, I got to get by this next day, but he brought us life. And if you're not excited, if you're not willing to worship him because he gave you life, man, it's time to get excited because he's given us life. And the third reason we should worship Jesus is for what he will do. So Ephesians 3, 20 and 21 says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask. Not just what we ask, but immeasurably more than we can ask. He's willing to do that, and he will do that. Immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. He deserves our worship because he will do immeasurably more than we can ask. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever used a tape measure, but if you've ever used a tape measure and you've tried to measure something and you've got a tape measure that's 25 feet long and you're trying to measure something that's irremeasurable, I don't know if that's a word, unmeasurable, and it just goes on and on, you can't measure it with a 25-foot tape measure, can you? See, we have in our mind this 25-foot tape measure, but God can give us even more. And that tape measure can never be long enough for what God can give us. And God, through Jesus, has given us immeasurably more. And that's something to worship him for. That's something to get excited about. So in view of who Christ is, in view of what Christ has done, and in view of what Christ will do, all we have to do is bring him one gift. That's all he asks of us. And you know what that gift is? Is I am that gift. You are that gift. Bring him, all of you, and worship him with everything within you. Romans 12:1 says, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Our act of worship is to give him everything. Because without him, we have nothing. We have nothing. We may think we have stuff without him, but in the bottom line, in the truest form, we have nothing in eternal matter. When we look at eternity, we have nothing without Jesus. And we need Jesus. So the one thing I do pray is through this Christmas season and through this amazing story of Jesus, not just his birth, not just his eventual imprisonment, not just his eventual death, but his sacrifice to allow him to be taken into custody for us. His sacrifice for him to leave the heavenly kingdom and come to earth so that we can have a relationship with God, our Father. That we don't just offer Jesus worship today, but we offer Jesus worship in everything we do. Whether we're out shoveling our snow, we're worshiping Jesus with everything we have. Whether we're talking to our neighbor, we worship him with everything we have. Whether we're out cleaning the corrals, we worship him with everything we have. Whether we're out using our tractor to remove snow with my new tractor, we worship him with everything we have. If we're drinking coffee with our buddies, we're going to do that the best we have, and we're going to worship him in that as well. We have an opportunity to worship Jesus with every breath. Scripture tells us if we don't worship God, the rocks are going to cry out. And I implore you guys to worship him with everything inside of you. Because inside of you, when you look at the things that he has done and the reasons why we should worship him, it should just scream out of every pore of your body. So as we sing this last song, I encourage you to sing it in worship. Sing it with joy. Sing it with passion. Sing it with love. Because he deserves our worship. He came to earth. He left his heavenly kingdom for us. I pray that this Christmas season you give him everything inside of you and worship him. Let us worship him together. Christ the Lord. Would you stand as Mary leads us in one last song?